Crusade Channel News, news you can trust because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Celeste Youngblood.
Good day, Crusaders. This is Celeste Youngblood coming to you from the Veritas Radio Network News Bureau with your headlines at this hour on this Tuesday, October 3rd, 2017. 20 people have succumbed to the plague in Madagascar, and in today's Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, martyred twin brothers with the same name. Prime Minister Theresa May spoke this morning about the Las Vegas massacre, and Catalonia goes on strike. The Guardian reports that the World Health Organization is issuing warnings in Madagascar about the plague. 20 people have died in an outbreak of the plague, and public gatherings have been banned in Madagascar's capital, Antananarivo, by order of Prime Minister Olivier Mahafaly Solanandrasana. 6 people have died there alone of the plague in recent days. While the plague is endemic to the area, with 400 cases being reported each year, this particular outbreak is spreading more quickly than previous outbreaks. Over half of the recorded cases of the plague are of the pneumonic plague variety, which is the most virulent form. It can pass easily between people and can kill someone within 24 hours. The bubonic plague, which is spread by rats, is also present and kills about 50% of the people who come down with it. The World Health Organization is releasing $300,000 in emergency funds and has appealed for another $1.5 million. Plague epidemic season typically lasts from September to April. Here is today's quote of the day, part 3 from Venerable Archbishop Fulton J. Sheen. The wars of religion of the 17th century have become the wars against religion of the 20th century. Coming up after the break in Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, we honor Saints Ewald the Black and Ewald the Fair. You're listening to Crusade News.
Hey folks, when I was a kid, being called a bookworm was an insult of the highest order. Today, people want to be called bookworm to solve the world's political problems. At the Founders Trading Post, we have the books you need to help solve the world's problems and save your soul, too. From Humility of Heart to Patrick Henry, American Statesman, get started on your bookworm bona fides today by browsing to mikechurch.com/books. Most of our books are also signed by the authors. Shop like a Jeopardy champion today at mikechurch.com/books or call 844-5-CRUSADE.
Saints Ewald the Black and Ewald the Fair were twins from Northumbria, England, who lived in the 7th century. Ewald the Black had dark hair and a dark complexion, and Ewald the Fair was, well, fair. Both were priests who were renowned for their sanctity. It is believed they were acquainted with Saint Willibrord and were so inspired by his zeal for converting the Germans that they themselves set out to convert their own pagan kinsmen in Old Saxony. Staying with a Saxon elderman, they were able to arrange a meeting with the chieftain with the intention of converting him to Christianity. When the locals got wind of the impending meeting, afraid that their religion was going to be replaced, they decided that the two Ewalds needed to die. Ewald the Fair was killed quickly by the sword. Ewald the Black was tortured and torn apart limb from limb. They were both cast into the Rhine. Saints Ewald the Black and Ewald the Fair, pray for us. British Prime Minister Theresa May had an appearance this morning on ITV's Good Morning Britain. During her interview, she was asked what her thoughts were regarding the Las Vegas massacre, which took place on Sunday evening.
Well, first of all, this was obviously an absolutely appalling attack. And if you look at the completely random nature, it was cowardly, utterly senseless. Obviously, the American authorities are still investigating and trying to find out what the motivation for the attack was. But I understand that this individual had a very significant arsenal of weapons with him in the hotel from which he was firing. And indeed, I understand another significant arsenal back at home. Obviously, it's a direct contrast with this country where we have very tough gun laws. I think it's up to America what gun laws they put in place. I think most people would look at this and assume that people in America would be so shocked by this attack that they would want to take some action. But I didn't hear the interview that you've just referred to, but by the sound of it, there will be those in America who will take a different view. I think this was an appalling attack, and so many lives have been lost, but also so many lives have been shattered as a result of this.
Tensions are still high in Catalonia following this weekend's referendum for independence, in which 92% of the 42% of voters who turned out voted in favor of independence. Spanish police responded to the referendum by violently attacking unarmed Catalonian civilians who were going to the polls. Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy said that no referendum took place, and Reuters reports that Madrid is claiming that the results of the referendum that didn't take place are invalid. Here is Reuters' Scarlett Svitanovic covering the strike now spreading through Catalonia.
A partial strike orbit shutting down Barcelona's transport links on Tuesday as thousands answer a call from unions and associations to put pressure on Spanish national authorities, urging them to heed Sunday's referendum vote in favour of independence. A result Madrid says is invalid. Even Barcelona's famous football team is expected to join its fans and strike, although it's not due to play a match. Almost 900 people were injured after clashing with police officers as they tried to vote, triggering international condemnation. Now Catalonia's leader, Carlos Puigdemont, has demanded the withdrawal of police forces, saying he wants the EU to help mediate what he calls a new understanding with the Spanish state and to avoid a, quote, traumatic break.
The situation needs mediation, and the mediation, as I have said, needs the presence of a third actor, and it must be an international actor in order for it to be efficient.
The comments hand a new challenge to Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy, seen by some as a bid for talks with Madrid over a new deal for Catalonia. But after the weekend's events, the more hardline separatists may not be in any mood for negotiation.
In this Celestial Musings, courtesy of the Daily Mail, the identities of the victims of Sunday night's shooting rampage are coming to light. I wish to highlight a few of these people because their stories deserve to be told, and also so that we might know for whose souls we are praying. Michael Anderson was a father of one. Christopher Roybal was a military veteran. Melissa Ramirez was a graduate of California State University at Bakersfield. 35-year-old Sandy Casey was a special education teacher. Rhonda LaRoque was a minister's wife from Tewksbury, Massachusetts. John Phippen was at the concert with his son Travis, who was a medic, but Travis could not save his father's life. 34-year-old Charleston Hartfield was a Las Vegas police officer, youth football coach, and military veteran. Eternal rest grant to them, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon them, and may they rest in peace. As a last note, sometimes people can react really inappropriately in times of tragedy. Haley Geffman Gold, CBS's vice president and senior counsel, said on Facebook yesterday, presumably in reference to the Sandy Hook school shooting and then the Las Vegas attack, quote, "If they wouldn't do anything when children were murdered, I have no hope that the Repugs will ever do the right thing. I'm actually not even sympathetic because country music fans often are Republican gun toters." She was promptly let go by CBS and issued a statement of regret. The D.C. Clothesline reports that a teacher named Ann, whose Twitter handle is @theresistdance, said, quote, "Lots of white Trump supporters in Las Vegas at Route 21 watching Jason Aldean. Pray only Trumptards died. Hashtag pray for Vegas." She has since deleted her Twitter account. What was that again, you say? Love Trump's hate? I'm sorry. I couldn't hear it over your raging malevolence. Send me your news tips at news@veritasradionetwork.com. Keep yourself tuned in to the Veritas Radio Network, king-size truth from radio-size speakers. Celeste Youngblood signing off for the Crusade Channel, serving you, serving truth.
You've just heard Crusade Channel News, live on your news, talk, and saints leader, the Crusade Channel. And did you know that all newscasts are available as podcasts on CrusadeChannel.com and on our free app available in the Google Play and iTunes stores? Surprised?
If I woke up tomorrow with my head sewn to the carpet, I wouldn't be more surprised than I am right now.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted.